All right, real quick, injury report, as I mentioned yesterday to the press, Chris Harris did enter camp on active PUP. He'll be day-to-day. As soon as the medical people clear him, I'll let you know. Limited in practice today was Kevin Vickerson and Von Miller. And then just minor injuries, Omar Bolden, left shoulder, Cody Latimer, left foot, Greg Latta, thyroid cartilage, throat. Any questions?
Coach, did you pick the music today for stretch?
Probably sounded like it, but no, I did not. We've got somebody else in charge of that.
You talk about
it'll vary.
DT spending some time.
He had a tragic loss. His grandmother in the Atlanta, Georgia area passed away of Alzheimer's. That combined probably with the news of Mr. Bolin, pretty devastating stuff. This woman basically raised DT, and so. He's back there. He left last night, and he's where he needs to be right now. So, we expect him back when the services are over, and we'll give him that time to mourn his grandmother.
Seems like a lot of Capri bibs when Zach Dysart or Brock Osweiler was out there today. Was that something that, as practice went on, you kind of wanted to see more and more? Or was that playing?
Well, in this stage, we try to create competition, and we don't limit people based on how they entered or how they got here. So they'll all get looks and see what they do with them.
Kind of strange not having the fans out here?
Yeah, it is. I mentioned yesterday, our guys are probably more disappointed about it than anybody, maybe even the fans. So they've got three opportunities to go down to Sports Authority, and, we'll miss them, but we have to deal with it. There's a safety issue here with the construction, and we'll look forward to getting them back out here next year.
Given yesterday's sombering news, it's nice to kind of get back out here.
Yeah, it is. I think this lightens everybody up, and this is what these guys look forward to and, enjoy and puts a smile on their face. So it was good, and it was a good first practice.
John, the facilities are awfully nice, but all the noise ever caused you guys any issues?
We practice with noise all the time, so it's and we've dealt with it all offseason. And we're not completely done yet, but I think Chip – he's done a great job, he and his staff, getting things up to speed. And, we'll continue to get the finer points finished up as we move along this season.
Coach, what's the deal with the blue ball?
Careful. Didn't
really
think I was going to talk about that. But, again, same as it was when they were green.
Cody Latimer got deep there. You can see some of his speed.
What are your thoughts? It was, we obviously thought pretty highly of him to select him where we did. And, he had a little bit of a foot issue when he first came out. We knew about it. It wasn't a surprise. And he's back to full go now and, continuing to learn the offense every day.
In all seriousness, though, about the ball at Main Street, what does it say that he's still doing that?
It's an emphasis. I think most anything, whether it's your job or our job, you kind of get what you emphasize. So something that we've placed an emphasis on, and our coaching staff and offensive players have taken to it.
Is that one of the things where you talk about each phase needing to get better? When you look at last season statistically, mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine Peyton being better, but these are the little things that...
Well, there's a lot of areas. I think, after any season, regardless of the outcome or depth that you went into the season, you're looking to improve. And that's coaches, players, everybody in the building.
What are you looking for from Sylvester Williams in year two, second training camp?
Just growth and improvement, just like I do everybody out there. And that's kind of our challenge every day and, is to win every day, whether it's on the grass, in the meeting room, in the weight room, in some guys' cases, even in that chow hall. So, it takes great discipline to operate in this business, and I think the more disciplined you are, and true to your job, the better you are.
Does it seem like there's growth coming into this camp than the guy that you met last year?
Say that again.
Sylvester Williams.
Sylvester. I was kind of thinking which guy. with young players, it's like everything you do. I think ideally, the more you do it, the better you get, and that's our expectation.
Any overall thoughts, first practice, offense versus defense?
Not so much. We'll go back, look at the tape. I like their effort. I like the way we did it. We've been gone for a month, under the new rules, and, you got to get your legs back. So you got to practice, hard and efficient and tempoed, but also smart. And, I like the way they went about their business today.
Coach, entering your third season with Peyton Manning, I'm sure you're kind of at the point where what else can you want to say about the guy? Is there anything else that you – kind of notice in his leadership and coming out here again this year to lead these guys forward?
You know, the guy ceases to amaze you. I mean, the way he prepares himself, I went out there and looked at him today. I mean, he looks as good physically as I've ever seen him. Even that dates back a while with me. He's tremendous, and he just continues to get better and better.